But there's another weak spot in Europe that is equally proud to be British, and that is Gibraltar. I want you to give a very warm Ulster welcome to Dr. Joseph Garcia, the Deputy Chief Minister of Gibraltar. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a warm welcome here.
Thank you. Good morning, conference. Let me say it's a great pleasure to be here with you today representing Gibraltar and its people. And may I say a special thanks to Arlene Foster and the team for making us feel so welcome here in Belfast. Our Chief Minister sends his best wishes. He had intended to be with us today, but as some of you may know, he is expecting a special delivery at any time. This is the first time that Her Majesty's Government of Gibraltar has been represented at a DUP party conference. Nonetheless, I know that many of you are no strangers to Gibraltar issues. You continue to be amongst the staunchest supporters of the rights of the people of Gibraltar to determine their own future, and among the most passionate defenders of our choice to remain British. For that, I thank you. Indeed, it was 50 years ago this year, on the 10th of September 1967, that the people of Gibraltar were given precisely that choice in a referendum. It is a measure of your support that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson and Ian Paisley were both in Gibraltar recently as part of a cross-party group to mark its 50th anniversary. The question posed half a century ago was whether we wanted to preserve our democratic institutions and links with the United Kingdom, or whether instead we wanted to become a part of Spain. And the people of Gibraltar voted overwhelmingly to remain British. Indeed, 12,138 people, 99%, determined to retain the relationship with the United Kingdom, and only 44 people voted to join Spain. And we still don't know who they are. That vote took place in defiance of a military dictator in Madrid, whose actions at the land border, in the air and by sea, were designed to disrupt Gibraltar's economy and to bring us to our knees. Despite that pressure, we defeated that siege and we came out all the stronger. We made it very clear that our birthright was not for sale. 50 years on, the wishes of the people of Gibraltar to decide what they want must be sacrosanct. In 2002, Gibraltar went to the polls once again in a second sovereignty referendum. Over 98% of people voted against the very principle of sharing sovereignty between the UK and Spain, and in that way put paid to the idea once and for all. A consequence of that referendum was that we obtained what is known as the double lock mechanism, a guarantee that the UK will never again embark on sovereignty negotiations or discussions without the prior consent of the government of Gibraltar. This was coupled with the assurance written into the preamble to our constitution that the people of Gibraltar will never pass onto the sovereignty of another state against their freely and democratically expressed wishes. Today, I also want to thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with Gibraltar during those difficult times. Some of us have met before, either in London, in Brussels, or in Cardiff last year, during the meeting of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly, where I attended as a guest. There is value in Gibraltar and Northern Ireland continuing to meet, to share information, to expand our mutual understanding, and to discuss a way forward in the face of the challenges thrust upon us by the decision to leave the European Union. Gibraltar and Northern Ireland share important events in our history too. The civilian population of Gibraltar, for example, was evacuated during the Second World War. They were sent to French Morocco, to Jamaica, to Madeira, to London, and here to Northern Ireland. In July 1944, 6,800 Gibraltarians, women, children, elderly, and infirm, made their homes in 17 hutted camps in County Down, County Antrim, and County Londonderry. My father was one of them. His parents, my grandparents, were here too. Northern Ireland became a safe haven for our people from the horrors of war. Here you provided them with accommodation, with food, with education for their children, and with a sense of community while they endured the hardships of wartime separation. I have to say that those Northern Irish winters were very different to our mild Mediterranean climate, and some people are still scarred so many years later. That evacuation experience has created both a special connection and a special bond with many thousands of Gibraltarians. This support in our hour of need is a fitting example of what it means to be a part of the wider British family of nations. Ballymena House in Gibraltar stands as testimony to this connection. And there are more recent connections too. Only this week, a tour operator has announced a charter flight operations between Belfast International Airport and Gibraltar starting in July of next year. And what I have to say next is, that was good, the good news. The bad news is the other connection, which is that last night, Gibraltar's national football team in indoor football and Northern Ireland indoor football team played a football match at the local stadium in Gibraltar, and that we won 6-5. So I'm sorry about that. But there is another match this evening, so you have a chance to have your revenge. You will all be aware Gibraltar voted by an overwhelming 96% to remain in the European Union. That debate on whether to remain or whether to leave really is now a debate for the past. Today, we are totally committed to making the future work for Gibraltar and for its people. We must look forward to opportunities that arise in the post-Brexit world. We must maintain and grow our relationship with the United Kingdom, and we must continue to strengthen our links with the devolved administrations. Over the past year and a half, we have concentrated our diplomatic efforts on ensuring that Gibraltar is fully engaged with the UK government throughout the exit negotiations with the European Union. One of the most important and potentially challenging issues that we face is our land frontier with Spain. Madrid has traditionally used the border as a political weapon against Gibraltar. Indeed, the frontier gates were closed completely from 1969 until 1985. At other times, disproportionate controls have caused lengthy delays to cross into Gibraltar or to cross into Spain. In spite of this, the existing framework of European Union law restricts what Spain can do and cannot do at the border. The loss of that framework for us and the protection that it gives at the moment is a challenge going forward. There are technical issues for us too. Gibraltar, for example, is not and has never been in the customs union. This means that goods imported into Gibraltar are liable to pay import duty even if they come from the European Union or indeed from the United Kingdom itself. So there is no good reason for more stringent customs controls to be introduced post-Brexit. Gibraltar is not part of Schengen and there is no common travel area. This means that people crossing the border will continue to be subjected to identity checks. Therefore, the debate in Gibraltar is about the movement of people and not so much about the movement of goods. We are all acutely aware that the United Kingdom is responsible for 3 land borders with the European Union. These are the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Gibraltar's border with Spain, and the border between the Republic of Cyprus and the sovereign bases. There are special circumstances in each case which makes each of those situations unique. Gibraltar is very interested in learning from what it can from you. Indeed, our Attorney General led a fact-finding mission here last year, which I followed up with this 2-day visit to Belfast. One important consideration is that there must be goodwill and a genuine desire to find unique solutions so as to protect the rights and interests of citizens going forward. In the case of Gibraltar, there are over 13,000 mainly EU frontier workers who cross the border on a daily basis. About half of that number are Spanish citizens. These are people who live in Spain and who work in Gibraltar. There are also about 10 million tourists who cross the border into Gibraltar every year. Add to this thousands of crossings by tens of thousands of residents on both sides of the border. And all of this through one single crossing point. We stand ready to engage in productive technical talks with all relevant parties in a spirit of cooperation that will ensure residents, tourists and workers can go about their business. We hope that Spain will not be tempted to punish so many thousands of people. They know that Gibraltarians are a tough and resilient people, and history shows that a closed or difficult border is of benefit to no one. I should remind you, though, that Spain has already introduced a clause in the Council's negotiating guidelines, which they claim provides them with a veto over the application of the future UK-EU agreement to Gibraltar. When it became known earlier this year, this caused a political storm in the United Kingdom and obviously in Gibraltar itself. Gibraltar received expressions of support from all shades of political opinion in this country. And I have to say that prominent among those messages was one at the time from your own First Minister, Arlene Foster. Thank you. The truth is that any Brexit deal which excludes Gibraltar as a result of Spanish blackmail would be a bad deal for the United Kingdom as a whole. Having said that, we are hopeful that Madrid will see that a sensible, an orderly and a well-managed Brexit is in everybody's best interests. The border is just one issue that Brexit brings to the fore. Another is our economic prosperity and, in particular, the importance to us of maintaining and growing our existing commercial ties with the United Kingdom. The UK and not the EU is our main market. We intend to thrive after Brexit just as we have done before it. And we will continue to look for your continued support. The continued support of our friends here in the DUP and indeed of our many friends across the Westminster Parliament. We should not forget that during the referendum campaign last year, the then Spanish Foreign Minister declared that the choice open to Gibraltar was either to remain in the European Union and share sovereignty with Spain or to leave the European Union and remain British. Let me say that for us that is not the choice, but even if it were, there is no contest. We remain outside the EU, but 100% British. Ladies and gentlemen, we are British by democratic choice. British for over 300 years. And British, we shall say. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.